I watched one of my favourite programmes at the moment, because I allowed myself to enjoy it, Gogglebox. I curled my lip. And in the UK, that's it's a TV programme, just to explain, where people watch TV programmes and we enjoy watching them watch TV programmes. Now, that doesn't sound great, does it? And I actually curled my lip for quite some time before I caught it and thought, I'll have a look at this, and I've really enjoyed it. One of the things that they were watching this week was comedian, what's his name, Michael McIntyre. I don't find him funny in any way, shape or form, but he seems to have a peak time viewing audience. Again, I don't know why, but he does. And he had on his show, doing his new single, Eric Cantona. Now, quite a few of the Gogglebox viewers were laughing at this live Eric Cantona. Whether he was miming to a recording, I don't know, or whether he was singing live, but this Eric Cantona performance, because he had his mic almost glued to his mouth, and he was making odd pumping silhouettes with his arm, or pumping stances with his arm, or he didn't look comfortable. And that led me to think, well, what's this all about? I know that I really disliked Eric Cantona when he played for Manchester United, but as you'll have heard from another podcast today, if you're listening to Steve Smith's Rambling Reviews, and why not if you're not? Well, you must, because you're listening to this, aren't you? So I'm a Liverpool fan, and we've won the Carabao Cup today, which is great, and we did it the right way, with youngsters, with youth, good for the future. Anyway, I didn't like Eric Cantona when he played for Manchester United, because he was part of Sir Alex Ferguson's multiple trophy-winning side. And one of the reasons why they won so many trophies will be Eric Cantona. I have to say, that's the way it is. And I had to admit that he was a fantastic player. I could only really admit that to myself when he left Manchester United. But I've really enjoyed his work since. What I've seen of it, I've really enjoyed his adverts. He's a very good light comedy advert actor. I don't know if he's very good in, say, a one-man show that might be 3.5 hours long in the theatre. I don't know. But I do know that on TV, he's taking a sip of his coffee. He's, not him, me. He's rather good. I rather enjoy his work in that sort of area. Yes, can't say that I don't enjoy it, because I do enjoy that very, very much indeed. Now, the thing is that he's become a bit of a Renaissance man, I suppose you could say. He's a TV personality. I think is he involved in art as well? I think he might be. And I suppose, as a broad feeling, you could say that in the country that in which he lives, i.e. France, that it is easier to be a Renaissance man or woman. We tend to sneer at that, and I can understand why. So you could be a reality TV star or a footballer who then becomes a writer. Now, I saw that Marcus Rashford had written a children's book today. I passed it in a supermarket and picked it up and showed it to my lovely wife, and I sneered. I couldn't help it, because that's what we do in this country. Not all of us, but quite a lot of us, that's what we do. However, in France, and wonderful, I suppose, national treasure in inverted commas, Jarvis Cocker of Pulp famously went to Paris, well, France anyway, to, I suppose, become more of a Renaissance man. I think he's now back in this country, but it's thought, it may not be the case, but it's thought that you can do that in France. And one of the things about French music, and when I'm saying French music, I don't live in France. So the French music that we hear, I need to make that caveat, don't I? French music that we hear in the UK. It seems to have a drama to it. There's beautiful pop as well, but it seems to have a drama to it. And one act that is incredibly popular, and a lot of people say, I don't really know why. I think I do know why, is Serge Gainsbourg, or Gainsbourg. And people say, well, he can't really sing. And he was an older gentleman, and I don't find him sexy, and I don't find his voice very good. It's not about that. It was about the emotion, and it was about the cachet that he had as someone who'd had a lived experience and someone who put that lived experience and drama into his music. And that's what we've got, I think, with this new Eric Cantona single and video. It's called The Friends We Lost. And the video is basically him in a rock, because I love brutalism, in a beautifully brutalist, I mean, concrete galore, it's all in black and white, looks like an amphitheatre. It also looks like a performance space. It also looks like a car park, all of those. And he's there with an old school microphone, you know, one of those honeycomb microphones in silver, you know, one of those. With a guitarist and a pianist and someone playing the cello and a drummer. Now, starts with the piano and his doleful, but I'm not saying that in a nasty way. I'm not saying that in an appalling way. I'm not saying that in a critical way. That fits the music in a doleful manner, almost narrative, very sonorous vocal. With the piano, the cello comes in. It is a mournful instrument, in my view, and it's used that way here. Then the guitars come in. There's power chords here, as he tells us of this. And the song doesn't really... There's no breathing space in a nice, sunny upland of a chorus or anything like that. It is all one piece, which is an intense, dramatic piece. When the drums come in, we see on the video the gentleman, the drummer, is, I mean, he's hitting the snare drum, but with timpani sticks. So that's a big feel as well. The whole thing's a bit cacophonous. I don't think it's not been arranged that well. It doesn't have, as I said before, any air in it. I didn't expect a wonderful poppy chorus or anything like that, or a kind of yacht rock piano. But what I did expect was to be able to hear the song grow. It bursts in and then doesn't leave you alone. The video does have colour bits with a young man who might be Eric Cantona, I don't know. It might be one of the friends that he lost, I don't know. Looking very sad. Coming down some stairs and looking very sad. Watching people walking down a train track and looking very sad. And then they're walking into the sea. I don't know if they're looking very sad because I can only see their backs. But I presume they are. That's quite a lot of what this song is. Sadness. Now, in the end, Eric Cantona he ends the song by resting his head on the mic. And you could see that as a gesture of resignation, which is, well, this is not very good, is it? But actually, I disagree. It's got a kind of sense of the dramatic, and it's linked to that kind of chart confessional I'm broken feel that we've got, which I actually really dislike. That kind of, I'm getting close to the mic and I'm telling you about this in an acceptable pop voice. And it's usually female singers who do this, but but male singers can do it too. And I'm telling you just how difficult life is. There's lots of anguish and I'm completely broken and I'm never going to be the same again. That's really big business and big money at the moment. This is another side of that. Quite a lot of Serge Gainsbourg's music was about, and I know, and I don't know all of it, but quite a lot of the stuff that I've heard is about life and love and loss, and it's done this way. It's a torch song, if you like. It's a modern torch song, and people may sneer, and people may laugh. And I'm not saying the Goggleboxers shouldn't have done, because that live performance wasn't ideal, but this song and this video are actually something that we don't really generally get. We don't get it over here, and we don't get it personally either. But it is in a French tradition, in my view. And we should be open to seeing this. And maybe people will be. We should be open to hearing it. And maybe people will be. But it doesn't half make Eric Cantona interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does next. Because it will be something extraordinary. An album, perhaps. I'd be one of the first to want to listen to that. Because I want to see what he can do. I think I've got an open mind. And it's important to do that, isn't it? Ta-ta.